What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Is everybody as worried about this Cowboys defense as I am? I mean, seriously, how many points per game are they going to have to score this year in order to get where you want to go, which is at least the playoffs, right? I mean, if you're trying to make the playoffs, aren't you going to have to score 30 points? 877-881-1053 segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. We got Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15 minutes. Cowboys preseason game number one tomorrow. Little housekeeping on the Cowboys. Cowboys placing guard Rob Jones on season-ending injured reserve with that neck injury that he suffered back in late July. He's facing a three-month recovery or so, but he's now done for the year. He makes $3 million this year, so that's definitely a bummer. He was going to be, he was going to be a nice depth piece for you for sure. And then they bring on Malik Davis to the roster.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit at running back with the health, so they're going to need Malik to probably step in there, and we'll see how much action he gets tomorrow. Sometimes it's weird. They just throw these guys. I mean, like Lyle Collins gets thrown into that scrimmage the other day. Like, he knows all the plays, you know. They need some help at running back right now with the injuries they have. And I just worry a little bit about Blue and how long, you know, are they anticipating that. I'm trying to kind of effort to see if I can figure out what's a timetable on this. It's a 2 to 4 week kind of injury.
Hopefully, can he be ready for week one at least? Yeah. I would think, but those bone bruises can be a little bit weird.
A little weird.
Better than a high ankle sprain. We were worried it was going to be the ankle.
Yeah, that happened to one of the offensive linemen. I think
Shepley,
yeah, who's been playing as the backup center. He's been getting some work. Well, he's been more work with the threes as a center.
But you got Hoffman as the backup center, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how.
Seems pretty banged up.
Are we going to see some Lyle Collins tomorrow, you think?
I would think so. I think
I'm excited to see him, dude.
I think you're going to see some veteran guys. Well, they're kind of ramping up, so, you know, he'll probably get an opportunity. But I was told that there are going to be some veteran guys that are going to get some work. I mean, probably not the Dax and stuff or CD or Pickens or those guys, but you have plenty of other guys. But I think the offense and defensive linemen are going to get some pretty extensive work, and then you'll see some of the corners and safeties get some pretty extensive work.
This is going to be a team that has to be carried by the offense, though, right? I mean, as you look at this season, and hopefully the Micah stuff gets handled, he's on the field, and hopefully him not participating in training camp or anything doesn't slow him down to start the season, because you're going to need the best Micah Parsons possible.
Yeah.
And we feel good about the pass rush, but and I know they were doing the vanilla stuff, not really doing much from an exotic standpoint when they were going up against the Rams the other day, but just seeing what Devontae Adams was able to do to these corners, like, you need Trayvon Diggs back in a huge way.
Yeah, it's. Let's be honest, though. Adams versus Booth. Did we really expect that they were going to cover him? And from what I was told, people who were watching the practice, they went after Booth. You know, there was some stuff. You know, with
isn't Booth a starter?
No, it's Elam.
Well, yeah, but you got two. Yeah,
you got Elam and you got Bland. Those are your two starters. Hopefully Booth is not going to be a participant in what you're trying to do. He might have to be just because of depth and stuff like that. But no, he's not a starter.
Yeah, we can't be having Booth out there.
No, absolutely not.
Getting torched. But the depth on the secondary
that's
is
the
just
problem.
So...
That's the problem. If you gave Cowboy fans an option, I think right now they would take a corner over a defensive tackle.
Many of them would. I think it's kind of a coin flip there. If you have Bland and Elam and you feel like Diggs is going to be back sooner rather than later.
They legitimately don't have right now a one technique. They have bodies that they're going to throw at this thing. A couple of rookies. You just can't rely on Mossy Smith. You can't. So you really don't. But I think people probably saw some of those clips in the secondary and to think, my gosh, how are you going to play, Elam, Bland, okay, maybe you'd be okay. Who's going to be the nickel corner? I mean,
I like this Zion Childress fella.
See, I've been talking about Zion quite a bit, and I'm glad
he was popping up big time when we were out there.
I'm glad to see that he's getting the work that he has, because he seems to be a guy that's kind of a right place, right time, playing well in coverage. I mean,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, though. They need... Hall has been the nickel guy. If they're going to have to find a slot guy, or they're going to have to put Bland inside, which he has done a little bit at camp.
And that's kind of what I was imagining. Like if you go out there week one, Bland, do you trust Childress? I know he doesn't want to do it, but week one, if Diggs is not healthy, do you trust Childress or do you trust Keymon Hall? Or do you want to kick Bland inside and then at that point you would have to go to Booth? I guess that's not something you really want to do at all.
I really don't want to play Booth if I can help it. I just don't.
So you need Hall or Childress to be a guy.
Yeah.
And then when Diggs comes back, then you have more flexibility.
Yeah.
And seeing Diggs on the field, I know we give him hell for the way he rehabbed last year and for being away from the team this offseason, but every time I see him, it feels like this is a guy that's moving around better than I was thinking he would at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's like I say, it could be like a pup situation. We'll see. We'll see. Like, missed the first four. They're going to have to weather the storm. It's going to be tough. I mean, I just...
like. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are just licking their chops right now for week one.
Yeah, I've said this.
So is Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts.
I was on, Vach and I do our show on the podcast, and we had Aisha Morrison on. We were talking, and I'm honestly worried that teams are going to throw the ball on you more than they're going to run. That's what I think. I think teams are built to throw the ball more than they are run the football. I don't think coaches in this day and age are as patient with the run. You saw it the other day with Shoddy, All of a sudden, he starts getting pissed off. What does he do? He starts throwing the ball, trying to get some success. Starts to use the quick game, the screens and stuff like that to kind of – but I
think it's kind of a pick your poison right now. You can do whatever you want, I think, to this defense. Hopefully, if Mike is back, then you're like, okay, you got a pass rush and that can –
well, that's what I worry about.
Some havoc,
if they figure out how to block Micah and block – Fowler and Ezeraku and those guys, your secondary is in trouble because your pass rush, you're going to have to. But I think teams, I worry about teams just saying, damn, we could throw the ball in Dallas here.
Yeah.
That's what I worry about the most.
Well, so How many, looking at it right now, how many points per game do you think they're going to need to score this year?
Dallas's magic number every first half has to be 17. Has to be 17. They have to find a way to get 17 and then maybe add another 10 in the second half. That's what it's going
to
have to be.
Mid to high 20s, you need to average that.
They're going to have to be in the 25 to 28 range. Initially, until they figure things out in the secondary, you know, that, but they're going to have to. I just feel like that if Dallas gets into the half and they don't have 17 points, they could be in some trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's why you're crossing your fingers for Micah, of course, but also the Diggs factor in the back end. And then who knows, maybe one of these defensive tackles does step up, but I think you're going to be playing with a lot of just 2-3 techs.
Oh, yeah, they clearly are.
Like, you're not going to have a big body in the middle. No. I'm really filled with fear on what the Eagles are going to be able to do to this Cowboys defense in week one. Yeah, because that's a team that, do you want to throw a 50-yard bomb to A.J. Brown on this play, or do you want to hand it off to Saquon Barkley for a 50-yard run?
Well, like on the flip side of that, Philadelphia's got to feel a little bit about Dallas's offense, too. You know?
Yeah, I do think that's an advantage. Like, Shoddy's talked about that plenty, the element of surprise.
They don't know.
How do you game plan for the Cowboys offense?
How do you game plan? You don't know. See, so to me,
put Dick Fangio on the spin cycle.
Yeah, I feel like to me that Dallas does have some advantages just because of lack of familiarity with maybe what Schottenheimer's going to do. So the defense is going to be in trouble until they figure out the secondary. The offense could be big time with Pickens. I think Pickens is going to have a huge year. And
you think he's going to have a better year than Lamb?
I've kind of floated that idea. And Lamb, I think, is going to be damn good too.
You have two number ones, man.
I just feel like though that you're going to have to determine as a defensive coordinator which one of these guys you want to try and take away. And then if you try and take away one of the guys, then the other one. But I could see where coordinators are all saying like, damn, Dak and Pickens are starting to develop something, you know? We're starting to see Lamb or Pickens across the field, the in cuts, down the field. I'd say there's things that Pickens does down the field that are better than Lamb. His ability, I mean, Lamb can contort and catch, but Pickens is rare.
Yeah, I mean, with that size and the wingspan is a freaking Pickens. Pterodactyl running down Pickens. The sidelines, dude. Just throw it up to him.
You've got Pickens in a situation right now where he is trying to be paid. He's going to do everything in his power to be that guy. He's going to be a great teammate guy, and he's going to try and catch every single ball thrown in his direction.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super stoked for this passing attack, especially with what we've seen from Turpin as well and with the way that he's been playing. Yeah. And now it's like, dude, you should be able to feast in the passing game.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get Guyton back. The offensive line does what they've been invested to do with a bunch of first-round picks and move that thing in the right direction. But I felt like Dak was looking pretty sharp when we were out there in Oxnard. And that trio of Lamb and Pickens and Turpin. And then you have Ferguson.
We might be the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, yeah, where you lose games 36-33.
Well, yeah, but you're in shootout games every week. You're right.
It'll be fun.
Where like Pickens and Lamb, it's kind of like what Chase and T. Higgins, and then you got a quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's Joe Burrow, but Dak, it might turn into Dak having to throw a bunch. I think the way they're going to supplement the running game if they can't get it going is that quick game with the screen stuff, where it's going to be, and then they're going to force people to play up on them, and then they're going to run past them. Is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But the quick game is going to be their way of running the football until they figure out how to run the football.
I'm excited about it, baby. Football is back. Preseason game number one right here on this radio station tomorrow. We'll be live in the pregame show at this time. Broad is Krusty's Corner coming up next.
Yeah, it's a Friday staple. Is this guy an NFL player? We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.